Well, the 4th of July weekend is almost here, and over at the Hat Show on the Esplanade today, workers are putting finishing touches on the stage, hoisting those huge speakers onto towers, running thousands of feet of cable, all in preparation for Monday's 4th of July spectacular. This year marks a turning point for the Boston tradition. It's the final celebration for two of the event's central figures. Businessman and philanthropist David Mugar is retiring. He's been executive producer of the event for 43 years. Also retiring, Angelo Tillis. He's manager of the Hat Shell and district supervisor for the Department of Conservation and Recreation, a post he's held for more than 30 years. Now, you may not have heard of Angelo Tillis, but every year when Maestro Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops take to the stage and everything goes off without a hitch, Angelo Tillis is the man to thank. We met Mr. Tillis at the Hat Shell this morning, and the first thing he did, asked us if we wanted to stand on stage. Answer, yes.
Can I stand on this?
100% Angelo, anything for you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, now you're on the stage.
Now we're on the stage. This is absolutely a first for me. Well, thank you so much for talking to us. I mean, there's so much activity instead of going on for Monday. But we're talking to you because you're retiring this year.
Yes,
why?
I am. I'm in my 34th year with first the MDC and now with the DCR. And I'm 64 years old and it's time.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you first got into this job managing this?
My boss, Bill Gary, who was a commissioner at the time, said, you know, we want to have you work at the Hat Show. And I said, I don't think so. Nights, weekends, holidays, all summer? Nah, I don't think so. He said, well, I'll give it a shot. And that was in 1984.
And worked out?
I had worked the 4th of July in 83. Obviously, an event like this where you get anywhere from 2,000 to 500,000 people, it's like, it's a thrill.
So in 84, that first year that you were in charge of managing it, how did that first 4th of July go?
Went great. I really didn't have much clue as to what was going on. I don't know that I still do, but it was a little difficult. But the people, David Mugar, who's like family, this whole B4 crew is his family now.
Well, and there's a lot of changes happening for Boston's 4th celebration. I mean, you mentioned David Mugar. Now you're retiring as well. But so let me ask you, I mean, standing here on the stage of the Hat Shell, it's, I mean, obviously as beautiful as everyone could imagine it being, but it didn't look like this when you first got started.
No, actually, it was in disrepair, and the roof was leaking. We had barrels in the hallway downstairs catching rainwater, and it rained 2 days. After it stopped raining outside, it was still raining 2 days later inside. So, it was pretty bad.
And I read that you had to have your crew, like, hold together the bandstand with nails and screws.
Duct tape and everything else. I was in a sad state of affairs, but thanks to my old friend, God rest his soul, Harry Ellis Dixon, who kind of hounded his father-in-law, Michael Dukakis, we got it done. In 1990-91, we did a $5.5 million renovation. This is what we got.
And it's worth every penny.
Yep,
so,
absolutely.
So let me ask you, what was some of the toughest things about doing this job? Because the Boston's 4th celebration is, you know, one of the most popular ones in the country. But I can't even imagine the amount of work that you guys have to do running up to the 4th every year.
The DCR is we're more, we're the property owners. We're the facilitators. As you can see, these guys are doing a lot of the heavy lifting, the scenic people, the capron lighting and sound. We're charged with making sure the place looks nice every day, even during this. So that's a challenge.
Well, I was just going to say, because, I mean, so many people. So talk to me about when you encourage people to take home some souvenirs at the end of every 4th celebration.
Yep, I go out with the megaphone, and I kind of tell everybody, hey, we have free souvenirs available. Just reach down and grab a handful of confetti, and there's your souvenir. And whoever's listening now, please, if you come, help me out. Grab a handful. It's a good souvenir. I mean, you can say, I got this at the Hat Show.
Can you tell me about one of your favorite moments here? I read that 1/4 of July, you got to actually watch the fireworks with Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, yes. He was awesome. He had a motorhome parked right behind the Hat Shell, and right after he finished his last song, he had come downstairs, and he was headed up towards his motorhome, and he said, I want you and another guy that was here, Rich Savickas, my assistant at the time, he said, I want you guys to come up and sit on the trailer and watch the fireworks. And I was like, geez, I can't. I'm too busy. I'm like, I have a lot to do. He said, I don't care. For 15 minutes, you can come up and sit with me. And we did. And he was great. I mean, you know, I've met a lot of people over the years, a lot of celebrities, a lot of stars, singers, and whatever. But he was probably one of the best.
Everyone from Johnny Cash to Nelson Mandela, right?
Nelson Mandela was one of my best days here.
Tell me about it.
Well, obviously, he had just gotten out of prison.
This is 1990, right?
Yep. He'd just gotten out of prison, and he was quite the guy. He came in, introduced himself, like we didn't know who he was, introduced himself. We chatted for a little bit. I got an awesome picture with him, and I remember that forever. I mean, a guy like him, and, you know, to sit down and chat with us was wonderful.
I'm dying to ask you, on the night of the 4th, when the Pops are up here and Keith Lockhart picks up his baton and is ready to go, where are you usually?
I'm right in the stairwell leading up to the stage, holding my baton in case Keith gets sick. If anything happens to him, I told him I'm ready to go. So he's a great guy. Everybody that's involved with this 4th of July, it's a family. It's just an awesome, awesome event.
What have been some of your favorite
moments?
I am going
to miss it. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. Been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, I have. It's been fun. It's been a blast. And I'm going to have my family here this year. They usually don't come because it's, you know, Dad and Grandpa is busy doing stuff, so he doesn't have time to sit down with them. And unfortunately, it's going to be the same. But for my last 4th of July, my wife and kids and grandchildren. My mother hasn't been here in 24 years. She's coming, so it's going to be a blast.
Now I'm feeling all teary. Well, we're going to air this today, and if Maestro Lockhart is hearing this, I'm hoping that maybe he will hand you the baton.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't know what I'll do.
Well, Angelo, just thank you so much for your many, many years of service and work here. The 4th of July celebration is an incredibly important part of what makes Boston, Boston, and year-round looking after the Esplanade. Thank you so very much.
And I want to thank you, and I want to thank the people of the Commonwealth who obviously pay me to be here for the opportunity to do what I've done over the last, whatever how many years I've been here. It's just been a great opportunity, and I've been happy to do what I've been doing. And if I had to do it over again, I'd do it all over again exactly the same way.
Well, thank you. We'll get out of your way because there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Okay.
That's Angelo Tillis, Hatchell manager for more than 30 years. He's retiring later this year. If you see him on Monday, hats off to him. Now, just a quick note before we wrap up. We've got a great 4th of July show lined up for you on Monday. And after that, I'm taking a couple of weeks off. And then I'm helping out the hardworking folks at Here and Now with their political convention coverage. So I'll be away from Radio Boston for a bit more than a month. And I will miss you. But you will be in excellent hands, as always. And I will be back with you at this time again in August. So have a fantastic and safe holiday weekend. For now, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.